With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The capital gains tax is going up, along with taxes on cigarettes and vaping products. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland says that will help pay for $53 billion in new spending over the next 5 years in yesterday's federal budget. Windsor West MP Brian Massey with the NDP responded.
We definitely want to see some fairness for taxpayers, and you can't go to the middle class anymore. You can't go to the lower income earners anymore. And there needs to be some fairness in this. And so having this small increase for less than 1% of the wealthiest of Canada is the very least that can happen.
The budget also included $8.5 billion for housing, including freeing up surplus federal lands like Windsor's old HMCS Hunter building and $36.1 million to create the Ojibwe National Urban Park.
And there's no doubt it's nice to see in print and put it there. If it's basically coming from the previous allocated money, it's a reannouncement. In the very least, we are getting it in name in the budget. And that's always nice. There's no doubt about it. But it doesn't take away from all the work that needs to be done to actually create the park.
The projected deficit is $39.8 billion. Not surprisingly, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre described the budget like a pyromaniac spraying gas on an inflationary fire. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says the Liberals ignored a chance to take on corporate greed. Windsor police think one suspect is responsible for 13 separate thefts at 4 pharmacies. When staff tried to intervene, the suspect got aggressive. Police believe up to $1,000 in merchandise was taken each time. The thefts were all between April 2nd and the 14th. Loblaw faces a possible class action lawsuit filed by former and current Shoppers Drug Mart franchise owners. CTV News says it still has to be certified. It alleges Loblaw engaged in corporate practices that put patient care at risk. That includes putting targets on how many meds check appointments and minimizing support staff hours. Upgrades at one of Leamington's oldest parks will start this spring. That's at Mercia Park on Point Pelee Drive. $3 million will pay for the new playground equipment, a new splash pad, better washrooms, and a bigger parking lot. The British government is moving forward on some of the toughest anti-smoking measures in the world. The Globe and Mail says MPs voted in principle to ban the sale of tobacco to anyone born after January 1, 2009. The bill could be enacted next year. And an Amherstburg couple, David and Kelly Mickle, have the keys to their new home, won in the Brentwood Dream Lottery. The 3-bedroom, 3-bath home is in Harrow. Planning for the next lottery is already underway, and tickets go on sale in October. Lakeshore swept Thamesford with a 6-2 win. They'll advance to the next round in their playoffs. The Leafs lost to the Panthers 5-2, but the Wings beat the Habs 5-4 in a shootout. 5-4 for the Jays over the Yankees, and the Tigers won 4-2 against the Rangers. Rain, maybe a thunderstorm today, windy and up to 21. We'll get more rain tonight, down to 11. We'll get sun and cloud tomorrow with a high of 17, but back to showers on Friday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.